Well, we've been learning more about China in the past week than we may perhaps have over the past year. This is because Chinese President Hu Jintao was in Washington this week. He had a number of talks, not just with politicians, but with businessmen as well. And listener Charles George, who grew up in Washington State, has now lived in China for 10 years. He's been listening to a lot of the coverage on China and Hu Jintao on The Takeaway. And he wrote to us to say that American fears about economic competition from China are just overblown, that we're getting a little too scared. Is that kind of accurate, Charles?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I meet people every day here. First, I'm outside of Beijing and I'm outside of Shanghai, and what I think is the more, you know, it'd be like going to the middle of America by comparison, instead of being in New York or Washington, D.C. And, you know, people here, you know, there's no great effort to try to destroy anything. People are just surviving. They want their kids to grow up and get a good education and be able to have jobs. And they're really doing most of the same things we are.
But is there a sense of comparison measuring up to other world economies, not just the U.S., but to Britain, to the sense of China emerging as a superpower?
There's not, you know, people don't talk to me about that. They talk about surviving and hoping that business continues to be good. You know, they don't feel that they're on some, you know, that this is a destiny or some great mission. It's about putting things together and having, you know, a good life. And well, they aspire to the life that, you know, they think that we have in America.
Well, Charles George from Yantai in eastern China, which I gather you're describing as something of the Des Moines of China, Des Moines, Iowa of China. President Obama said that the emerging middle class in China is an opportunity for American business to actually sell and to help improve the quality of life of the very people you're talking about. Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, they've been buying America. They, you know, if they can afford it, they buy goods from the West, from America, from Europe, you know, before they buy Chinese goods.
What kind of things?
And, they come to us for English. You know, there are lots of good English teachers all over China. But because this is an American face and an American accent, you know, they want their kids to learn English from us.
And in fact, you went to China originally to teach English, and then you started a consulting business. What do you consult about?
Well, again, I help people improve their English in business for a wine company. They're publicly owned. They have a, you know, an annual report to the stockholders. And because they trade internationally, it has to be read by English-speaking people as well as Chinese. And so I read the Chinese, I read the English, the translated English, and make sure that it's accurate and make sure that it's, you know, in normal business.
All right.
Writing and language.
So, Charles, we asked a Mandarin speaker for some slang words that it was necessary for President Obama to know. What kind of slang English would a Chinese speaker need to know?
No, I guess they need to know that bad is not bad. Michael Jackson, I'm bad. I'm bad. It means I'm good.
That is brilliant.
Charles George, your Takeaway listener, currently living in Yantai in eastern China, business consultant.
That's the tipping point. When China knows that bad is not bad.
Is not bad, absolutely.
They will have arrived.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.